Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy NABWIC Talks Wednesday. You already know it's Jada. I am Jada Williams, your NABWIC National Blog Talk Radio Chair. You know, I get so excited every Wednesday morning coming on the air and sharing these great resources and all of the exciting things going on in NABWIC. But first, I would just like you to follow us, like, and share that you listen in to NABWIC Talks Radio this Wednesday morning with M, or head over to the website, www.nabwic.org, and connect with us. So before we get started, this Wednesday morning, we're doing it a little differently because our last billion-dollar luncheon in transit opportunities was such an amazing event that if you missed it, I'm so, so sorry, because last Wednesday we brought Mr. Chris Walton on the air, and between all of us on the show, we told you to join us last Wednesday for lunch with your notebook. It was such an amazing event. We had a lot of sponsors, about 5 to 6 speakers. And most of all, also, we had our woman in the spotlight, Miss Inez Evans from Indigo. So it was so much things going on. We had high guest participation. I think we had about 90, 95 guests at this billion-dollar luncheon. So you already know the master builder herself was just overjoyed and laughing, laughing, laughing. Okay, so just a friendly reminder for all of our guests, first-time listeners, what am I even up over here rambling about? Okay, so the billion-dollar luncheon, NABWIC billion-dollar luncheon, because there is no other luncheon. The purpose of the billion-dollar luncheon is to share information on contract opportunities, on large multi-year capital programs and projects valued at $1 billion with our stakeholders. And that just gives you a really quick snippet of the purpose of the billion-dollar luncheon that we do every month. And every month is a different industry that we are focused on. And for the month of October, we transit $1 billion in transit opportunities. And this billion-dollar luncheon for October was brought on by some of our amazing sponsors that I would like to just give a quick shout out to, saying thank you, thank you, thank you, because this event, I'm telling you guys, you don't want to miss November. But our sponsors for October was WSP, AECOM, MDOT, and HBC Engineering Company, and you all are dear and appreciated by NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. So, because you know I like to go on a tangent, so this morning, we are going to listen in to some of the speakers from the Billion Dollar Luncheon, because like I said, our last Billion Dollar Luncheon was so action-packed, and then we had Mr. Chris Walton on here last Wednesday that we couldn't give everything away, or you guys will be on the radio with us till literally till lunch. So today we're going to listen in to our woman in spotlight, because she came on with some powerful, amazing words and some great, great opportunities. And we look forward to bringing her on the show for a live show to engage with all of our members and listeners. Along with, we will be listening in to three of the top program agencies that we have relationships with, NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, along with the transit agencies, the transit industry. Being that NABWIC, we are the voice of Black women in construction, we just want to give you more on these three programs and why these programs are important to engage with and join as members. These programs are, the first one is Team Florida, and you will also hear from COMPTO, and you will also hear from APTA. So let's go ahead and get started with words from Ms. Inez Evans from Indigo.
Yes, good morning, everyone. My name is Shelley Ransom Jackson, and I am the owner of Benchmark Construction Consulting, where we specialize in leveraging our government relationships to expedite the permitting process and development process. And this morning, it is my pleasure to introduce the woman in the spotlight, Ms. Inez Evans. And our woman in the spotlight highlights a woman who has excelled in her field. And so Ms. Inez Evans was selected as Indigo's president and CEO in the summer of 2019. She began her transit career as a customer service call center representative in the early 90s, and she most recently served as the COO for the Semi Valley Transportation Authority. And Ms. Evans has held positions of increasing scope and responsibility with Austin-based StarTrend, San Jose-based Viola Transportation, and MV Transportation in Fairfield, California. Before becoming the Director of Transportation for the Metropolitan Atlanta Regional Transportation Authority, which we all know as MARTA, and then the COO for the Southwest Ohio Regional Transit Authority. She has diligently focused on operational efficiencies and building programs that support public transit employees' growth and development. She's also led several successful transportation initiatives across the country, including installation of bus rapid transit service and master planning for 100% electric fleet. And I'm sorry, 100% fleet electronification. And Ms. Evans, she holds an MBA in management from Western International University and a Bachelor of Science in Business Management from the University of Phoenix. And in her free time, she enjoys singing and gardening. And with that, please join me in congratulating Ms. Inez Evans as our NABWIC Woman in the Spotlight.
Hello, everyone. That makes me sound really old. But thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here today to greet all of you. When I got the call, I was like, okay. I had to move a bunch of meetings around, but I'm here and I'm so glad because I'm loving what I'm hearing. I wrote down that we need to find out who's in our chapter here and make sure that they are aware of the projects that I'm going to talk about. So Indianapolis, Indigo is located in Indianapolis, Indiana, right here in our state capital of Indiana. We are the largest transit system here in Indiana. Now that says a lot. But when you come from like San Jose, California, where we had a $365 million operating budget just for that, and I deal with $117 million in budget here, I was like, you know, but here I'm the boss. So that makes it all worthwhile. And I'm close to family. You know, it's been a significant transition becoming the CEO. You know, I just see myself as just one of the people. And everybody says, but, you know, oh, my God, you're the president and CEO of Indigo. And I really didn't understand the significance that that had on this community as a woman of color for our community. It is something that I need to be proud of and own up to that. You know, I get requests now to mentor young men and young women of color and help them to understand that through diversity, through adversity, is what I meant, that you can strive to become a president and CEO of an organization, that you can be better. I mean, I've gone through some shifts and knocks in my life, and at one point in time, and I tell you my story so you understand my journey, where, you know, I started as a customer service agent because I was working for the bank, and the bank laid me off. And so I needed a job, and the transit system in Bremerton, Washington was the one of the best employers around. And through that progression of just going to night school and weekend school to get my degree, you know, being a single mother for a long period of time, you know, and at one point in time between that transition, you know, even was on public assistance, you know, for 6 months. And, you know, when I tell people, it's like, oh my God, you were on welfare? Yes, absolutely. But I didn't use that as a crutch. I used that as motivation because Lord knows I didn't want to go through that again. So here I am in Indianapolis. And so what does Indianapolis have to do with you great men and women that I see before me? We are one of the few transit agencies in this country that are still building. Even through COVID, we are still doing things. We just cut the ribbon on our first bus rapid transit line. Then that was a $96.3 million project, where out of that, $56.3 million of that went to construction costs alone. So our next project that we have coming up is called our Purple Line. Our Purple Line will be even bigger. It is a $162 million project. And we have a great partner, the FTA. You heard Linda Ford speak earlier about the importance of the support for public transportation. We received $77.5 million from the federal government as part of their partnership agreement with us to build the Purple Line. In that alone, $102 million of that $162 million pot will go towards infrastructure. That's a lot of construction money, y'all. So that is sidewalks, that is relocation of utilities, that is building our stations, dealing with our public folks dealing with roadways and things of that nature. We're even partnering to do a sewer water separation project here in partnership with CEG and the Department of Public Works. So that project we look to have on the street by this spring for the RFP to come out, the request for proposal, and to hopefully be able to start construction in the fall. We're looking for a very heavy DBE, anything with an E participation on it. I just say, bring the E's out. So that one will be coming out soon. And then one in the distant future that we look to start construction in 2023 is called our Blue Line. Our Blue Line is our third leg of our BRT stool. That one is over a $200 million project. Again, we will be getting about $90-something million from federal support. Again, over 50% of the project goes to infrastructure alone. And so that's important. That's another over $100 million investment that is going towards the construction and the betterment of our community. So, you know, I think that one, let me look at my cheat sheet here. That one's 55,000 linear feet of sidewalks, 17,000 new feet of crosswalks, is 12 stations, 11,000 feet of usable pathways. So it's 17.5 miles, but you can see how much $200 million goes. The other one, we're doing a new signal sewer separation. I talked about 355 new upgraded curb ramps, 9.5 million miles of sidewalk infrastructure alone. So there's a lot of things that Indigo is doing, and those are just the three main projects. We have also some bridge projects that we have to do. There are some other superstations that we're doing in conjunction with the city. And we're looking at building a brand new facility in the next 5 years, which is a multi-million dollar project that we're seeking federal funding for now.
Wow.
In negotiation. So if you want something to do, come on.
You have a lot going on. Thank you so much.
Have a lot going on.
Sharing. We're so honored to acknowledge you today.
Thank you.
And definitely make sure your information is in the contact. We saw your Woman in Spotlight. We want to make sure we connect with you to keep that type of activity going, and that's the level of engagement and why we do these lunches, so we can make people aware and our members have opportunities for growth. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's an honor to recognize you today.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
My name is Ann McNeil, and I am, yes, I am the master wealth builder and also the founder of this awesome organization called the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And we are literally the voice of Black women in construction. But not just the voice of Black women in construction, I contend that we really are the voice, period, yes, of construction in our community and in my mind. And so with that being said, how can you have a voice when you're not connected to other voices? And so each month, we host a $1 billion luncheon per industry. And this year, we've already hosted a $1 billion luncheon in the area of healthcare, water, transportation, aviation, FEMA, Army Corps of Engineers. But this month, we scheduled to bring to you the very best that transportation has to offer in the area of transit. And so when you talk about transportation in the state of Florida or whatever state you're from, you must be connected to these groups. First is AFTA, and we're going to have greetings coming from Ms. Ford from AFTA. And then COMTO, which is, in my opinion, if you're a minority in transportation, you must be a member of COMTO. And then Team Florida, which is Brady Naples. So what we'll do is we'll first have our greetings from Ms. Ford. So Ms. Ford, if you would share with us why you feel that we should be members. And I say that because I invited these three on behalf of NABWIC, these three organizations. And even though I'm asking her to share why, the bottom line is this: if you're not involved in your professional civic association that impacts your industry, if you are an entrepreneur, are you really in the business of your craft and your industry? So for us to bring to you today the transit opportunities without connecting you to Team Florida COMTO and also after, this is how we take for our members, our contacts, and we turn them into contracts, because all three of these associations have the memberships that we want to connect with. So with that, I want to introduce everybody to Linda Ford. Good morning again, Linda.
What an introduction. Thank you, Ann. I'm all hyped up now. Thank you for inviting me to join here today. And really, I want to applaud NABWIC's work. The business partnerships that you all foster improve lives and communities. And so I am honored to be part of your monthly $1 billion luncheon. I'd like to begin by just giving you some information about AFTA and the public transportation industry. AFTA is the only association in North America that represents every mode of public transportation, be it subways, commuter rail, bus, paratransit, ferries. We represent them all. And AFTA's mission is simple: to lead public transportation into the new mobility era, advocating to build and connect thriving communities. With that said, more than 90% of people who use public transportation ride on an AFTA member system. And our members are involved in every aspect of the industry, from planning, designing, construction, to research, education, and training, as well as maintenance and manufacturing. AFTA also works with ride-sharing companies, bike-sharing companies, state departments of transportation, as well as state transit associations. Since this is a billion-dollar luncheon to create jobs, I want you to know that public transportation is a $74 billion a year industry. It directly employs 430,000 people, and it supports several million more private sector jobs. In fact, there are transit-related jobs in all states and every congressional district, even in places where transit isn't as prevalent. Now, in the midst of this current triple threat, the public health emergency and the pandemic, the economic stresses, as well as social inequities, transit has been hit hard. Some of our members have reported a drop as much as 90% in transit ridership. And as the association that represents transit, we are doing all we can to support our transit systems and bring riders back. Just last month, AFTA announced an industry-wide program designed to have both transit agencies and riders commit to several health and safety actions. These commitments are designed to make people feel confident again in riding transit. Part of that program is transit agencies are committing to following all public health guidelines, including cleaning and disinfecting vehicles and facilities, as well as many transit systems requiring riders to wear masks. They are also providing information to riders regarding crowded vehicles, busy routes, and how to maintain social distancing to keep everyone safe. But I'll be honest, in the last 7 months, we have experienced some of the most challenging issues, some of the most challenging times our members and AFTA as an association has ever faced. And I want to be optimistic and say that, you know, through crisis comes better thinking, new beginnings, fresh solutions. And so it's AFTA's belief that the transit industry will not only survive, but that its recovery will bring a safer, fairer, and better society. And in that sense, I think NABWIC and AFTA have a shared mission and passion. And so again, I'm honored to be here and happy to take time to answer questions about membership. And I look forward to helping our two associations collaborate in the future. So thank you, Anne. And thank you, Kimley.
All right, so next we have Mr. Brady Knapple from Team Florida. Brady.
I don't get that incredible introduction. That wow.
No,
I feel
no.
Like, what happened?
No, and for the benefit of everybody, I say that Brady and I were joking earlier as we were prepping to start, and I introduced Brady and I told everybody, I said, this is my boss. And then, of course, he turns around and says, no, you're my boss because you're a board member. And with that being said, my business in the area of transportation, I'm also a contractor, owner of MCO Construction, in addition to being the founder of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. But I can tell anybody and everybody that my business did not take off in transportation until when this organization, Team Florida, was formed, and one of the board members said to me, there's a group I think you will be interested in coming. I could not afford it. Let me say that. This is your introduction, Brady. I could not afford the membership. Yes, I said that. And so I started attending as a guest of different people, because after I realized the power of this organization, I really could not afford not to attend. And so the previous president of Team Florida and his wife, now, for those of you that know me, I persist until I succeed with a spirit of excellence. Let me say that. I approached them and I said, listen, I cannot afford it. Can you put me on the payment plan? And they said, yes. And I did. And I think it's been maybe 15 years since. And I never miss a meeting if I can help it. And so with that, I want to say, if you intend to do anything in the state of Florida, and every state has its own organization, but I'm in the state of Florida, so I'm introducing Team Florida. But connect with the organization that's in your industry, in your area. And so with that, I will introduce my president of Team Florida, Mr. Brady Knapple. Thank you, Brady.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. It was a very kind
I don't want to be left out.
That's right. So first of all, thank you very much for the invite. Anne and I have been talking quite a bit. Anne sits on our board and represents for me what's a very important area for me is what we refer to as our DBE area. And because of Anne, and I'll get into a little introduction of Team Florida in a moment, but working with Anne, we have changed the way that we approach our DBEs and the services that we're trying to provide. It's quite frankly, our vision or our goal is to help elevate those DBEs to connect, grow in Florida. And in return, what happens is obviously such as Anne, they're very loyal and want to stay with Team Florida. And more importantly, for Floridians, we are getting an improved transportation system. So it's extremely valuable. So Anne, thank you very much. Anne puts a lot of work into those Team Florida meetings. She helps create them, and she does a great job, as I'm sure you all are aware of, networking and communicating and engaging with people. She's an amazing individual, and I'm very blessed to have met her. So a little bit about Team Florida for you. So Team Florida was established back in 97, and essentially what we did is we're promoting the financial stability for a user-based transportation model. And we do this by providing a platform for sharing basically your latest transportation advancements, best practices, and innovations that are out there taking place today. We encourage, obviously, our interagency cooperation by bringing together those transportation stakeholders who essentially share this common cause to enhance Florida's transportation options. So with Team Florida, we are focused solely in Florida, and we focus on every activity going on in Florida. The two areas of transportation that today we are kind of a little away from, we haven't gotten into the aviation and the ports as much. That's an area that we decided to kind of slowly grow into when we originally started back in 97. It was all about transit and tolling. So basically, our governing board, The board that we have is made up of our executive staff of the 8 different statewide expressways. We have the four transits with us, as well as the Florida's the FTC, Florida's Transportation Commission, and over 250 private sector organizations that all work in Florida and conduct business, ranging from engineering, construction, surveying organizations, attorneys, financial institutions, as well as even public relations companies. Anybody that's going to do business with these agencies tend to find value and opportunities within Florida. We've been a great organization as far as we stay very connected with all the decision makers in Florida. So attending a Team Florida venue, you'll find those decision makers are actually the ones that are present and are there to meet and discuss business as well as socialize and to build relationships, right? Because that's the key, build a relationship so that when those business decisions are out there and they're very difficult conversations, no one's taking them personally. You're able to have that conversation, get to that difficult time and move forward. Just a little bit of more about Team Florida. I'll tell you, what we basically have our membership, it is broken down into 3 different layers. We got available. Anybody has any questions with that, I'd be more than happy to kind of talk a little bit about what that structure looks like for you. But it's a public sector, which is going to be obviously our public agencies, the private sector, and then our DBE program, which Ann helped me put together. Also, as a member, if you're looking at joining Team Florida, there's a number of advantages that we kind of go through with that membership. It is a one-time membership. I'm sorry, it's a yearly membership. But with that membership does come, you get free access to any of our quarterly meetings. You can bring as many individuals to those meetings as you would like to. We do release quarterly newsletters. We have webinar series that we have opportunities for people to present that, as well as distribute and share within our members. We are actually soon going to be releasing a podcast series in Florida. We're going to release 24 podcasts, 2 a month, be released starting in January, and it's highlighting transportation. The objective of that approach is to help educate the public, to provide a better insight into all of the good work, the hard work, and those challenges that take place in transportation that maybe the general public aren't so familiar with. And we're working with our agencies to be able to advertise those podcasts on their systems, on their road systems and their bus systems. Also with this, with Team Florida, we do send out any news articles that are related to Florida and transportation, anything that would affect Florida, we release that information. We sign up for PDH services, so continuing education credit hours can be earned. AICP continuing credit hours can be earned as well, for attending our webinars as well as our meetings. And then, you know, then we have an additional discount kind of programs that we offer throughout the year. So one of the things I was very proud of is that before COVID stepped in and decided to ruin 2020 for everybody, make it more difficult, we had a PMP program. So project managers, we actually got a program, steeply discounted program for individuals to go get their PMP certifications. And we were able to negotiate and work that out under the Team Florida umbrella, and they'll offer that to individuals within Team Florida to go and attend. We also have other little discounts that we work with through various companies, but, graphic designs, printing, all that kind of stuff is kind of built into the package of Team Florida. But our main mission for us is to bring in national speakers who can talk about transportation innovation, challenges that are out there, opportunities that we face, and share that with our members so that we can improve the transportation model. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I look forward to hearing more.
All right. Thank you so very much, Brady. And now I'll go to the last intro that we had was actually for COMPTO, and the president of COMPTO, Brad Mims, was not able to make it. They're actually having their board meeting right now as we speak. And so being a board member of COMPTO, which is a Conference of Minority Transportation Officials, I won't say a lot about that except for the fact that if you are a minority in the transportation space, you should be a member of COMPTO. Now, one of the things that Brady did not say, and I'll say this, he cannot say this probably, and that's the fact that any and everything that moves in the state of Florida does not move if that organization is not a member of Team Florida. I said that. He cannot say that. And I want to share the same thing about COMPTO. COPTO right now is the voice of transportation and transit in the United States, and all of these organizations, especially after, are looking to connect with COPTO and many organizations that look like us. So with that, thank you, Linda, thank you, Brady, and thank you, Brad, in your absence. On behalf of COPTO, thank you.
Today's show is brought to you by Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives and businesses, and by PepsiCo Frito-Lay Company, one of the largest food and beverage companies in the world, and by J. Perry & Associates, giving you the building blocks to grow your business. If you're joining us online, be sure to visit their websites, which are listed in the online description for this week's show. To learn more about our advertising rates and packages for NABWIC Talks, contact Jada Williams at area code 786-702-1005 or email blogtalk@nabwic.org. And don't forget to follow us on Blog Talk Radio by visiting blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.